This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Cambodian opposition leader Khem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his treason trial got underway in Phnom Penh. Khem was the president of the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. He was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the Hun Sen regime. Observers say a conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. For only the third time in American history, a U.S. president is about to go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will vote to send its articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate later today. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. The treaty suffered a severe blow when President Trump took the United States out of it in 2018.